Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome back to the season finale of The Arrangement. We cannot wait to break it down. And man, Kyle is not on the same page. There is a lot of drama, but there was a wedding and Terrence is going down. We can't wait to talk all about it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
The big, big bang, the reason. Guys, this was a big bang of an episode.
It was.
It was such a big bang that I said Kevin instead of Kyle.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just that kind of bang, you know? Guys, welcome back. I'm so excited to get into this episode because it was actually very satisfying of a season finale.
It definitely was.
We got a lot of questions answered, so I'm excited about
Me
it.
Too.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't wait to break it down. I'm Allie Nassen. I've got my lovely ladies, Jessica Carroll. How's it going?
Oh, man, this episode, I still have so many questions I need answered, so I'm praying that there's a season three.
Yes. Tequila?
I am praying this is season three as well, but I feel relieved. Like, so many things have answered.
Yep.
Some of the people I knew who were backstabbers
yep.
will get into it, but I'm ready to go.
Yeah. I mean, the backstabbers were really glad that they came to the surface
yes.
on this one. And it's funny that you guys say that we did get, you know, we got some answers, but we still have so many little
yep.
nuggets of information
right.
that we still don't have answered. But let's get into it.
Yes,
okay?
Definitely.
So we start off with this wedding. The wedding's happening. And mind you, this is gorgeous.
It was.
Oh, the dress.
Yes.
The landscape. Of course, we all know that I think Josh Kyle looked very handsome.
But it was something about this episode that he just looked extra scrumptious. Like, it was on more time.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that I was trying to do some research on it, but I think that was a winery up in Malibu. I swear I've seen that from, like, the distance before.
Mm-hmm.
It was just gorgeous. And I thought it was kind of cool how they had everybody kind of stand on the outskirts.
Yeah,
I've never seen something like that.
I love that.
I was thinking maybe the circle of people who were there to protect and support and uplift
right.
them. It was kooky a little bit when they all had
their hands
up and they started being tied together. I was like,
and then like the IHM was at
that
the top
was
of
creepy.
The
yeah. yeah, I was like, see,
totally creepy. But obviously, we end last week's episode with Xavier and Megan, and she ends up at his house. We don't know what's going to happen, but we had mentioned this. Oh, Tessa and I had mentioned last week that. We were like, how does she not think that there's going to be some sort of paparazzi that catch her at Xavier's house? Which we'll get into that huge bit of information later.
Okay. Yeah.
But, you know, we open up this episode knowing that she did stay over.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we don't know what she did. We know that they kissed, but that's to the extent of what we know.
Right.
Well, he did say that, last night.
That's true.
You know.
Yeah, which,
insinuation
like, you can only,
type of.
I mean, you can kind of assume what
right,
happened.
Right, right. Which obviously leads us into the wedding. And so, I don't know about you guys, but when I was watching this and I'm thinking, okay, this seems a little too good to be true. Because every episode after, like, before this, we've seen that they fight. And then all of a sudden, the next episode, they're fine.
Right.
Yeah.
So even though they were, like, fighting and she was with Xavier that morning, I almost thought, oh, well, then maybe this is one of those things where they're just going to be fine and they're going to get married.
Right.
And things are going to be okay. But were you guys thinking that same thing? Or were you like, oh, no, I definitely know she's scheming.
Yeah. I thought she was scheming. Or she was setting herself up for major trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I thought she was setting herself for and she was scheming for
mm-hmm.
sure.
Which we obviously find out that she wants to leave as soon as she gets into the limo. And they looked like they had this beautiful day. They
exactly.
were so happy. But my whole question is, too, this is supposed to be the love of Kyle's life. I'm using air quotes if you're listening to the podcast. This was the love of his life. How do you not notice that she's checked out? You could physically see it in her eyes that she was just doing what she needed to do for the pictures.
Right.
You know, like, she was going through the motions, and it was all scripted in her mind as to what she needed to do in order to get through that day.
I don't think he was trying to keep hope alive. I think he does love Megan. I think he's learning how to love her on his own terms and in his own way without people being involved, finally.
Yeah.
But I think he was still, like, he was like, okay, she showed up. Okay, great. So that wasn't up for him. Like, she's here. We're still getting married, or we got married, and now we can hopefully build from it.
Yeah.
But he was disappointed, or he was in for a shot when she left.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think, well, when the car pulled up, did you guys think it was Xavier? Because I totally
did.
Thought it was.
Yeah, I was scared.
Oh, I didn't actually think of that. No, I don't know. I don't know what was going through my head, but yeah. when I saw it was Leslie, I was like, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I was like, yeah, girl. Because yeah. at least, I mean, that's a smart move on you. You don't bring another guy to the wedding.
That would have been really
bad. That guy, especially.
Yeah. That would have been really bad. Yeah. I was surprised that she actually brought Xavier to meet up with Deanne.
Yeah. I thought that was a dumb move as well because, again, you stayed with him and whatever
she was like,
happened.
She was, like, trying to be all disguised. Like, okay.
You're wearing sunglasses.
Yeah, you're an actor. Obviously, people are going to notice. Don't be, like, wearing a hat. Like, that's a giveaway. Actors wear hats and sunglasses. Like,
that's like, have you guys... Oh, go ahead.
I feel like they do that all the time when they're trying to be incognito working at a airport. They come in that family and all you right. do is look. Like,
but yeah. But the thing is that even Deanne's like, oh, and you brought a friend. Right. Like, she should have been like, oh, and you brought Xavier.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Well, I just think it's funny. It's like whatever movie you've ever seen when there's a masquerade ball, they never know.
Yeah.
Right.
No, just because they're wearing an eye mask, you yeah. know they're a different person.
Right.
But yeah, I just thought that was interesting that it just goes to show how checked out she was of this relationship going into the wedding. That she didn't even, it's almost like she was being reckless and didn't even care if people found out because she was so over it, which is also very crazy as to how she really didn't give Kyle much time to back up the information that he kept from her, which he didn't know the answer to.
Right.
You know, considering from here on out, you know, we've seen them really fight and then there's been nothing that's gone on with it. So I thought it was really interesting that this was the defining moment where she wasn't even going to give him a second chance to really back up any information. He didn't even have time to explain to her where they went. And all he said was no. Why wouldn't you figure this information out first?
But I think she was so caught up in her will of wanting to destroy Terrence and take down IHM. So when she, you figure, I thought Kyle did it initially. I'm not even going to lie. So when he says no, I think that doesn't register. I just think she thinks he's automatically lying. She's lost to not only him, but to Terrence. Terrence is never going to leave, Kyle's never going to leave Terrence. He's always going to be the ruler of them and their lives. So I just think she checked out at that point.
Right.
She just felt defeated.
Honestly, the last episode ended, I knew for sure it was Sean.
Oh, yeah.
And so when Terrence was like, no, I didn't do it, I was like, I believed him. Like, I was like, no, he didn't do it. Maybe Terrence did it, but I still was like, okay, I think that it's Sean.
Yeah.
I was convinced.
I was a little hesitant. I thought it was Terrence. I was like, yeah, he did it. He did it. Because he's going to hold something over both Kyle and Megan this time.
Right.
But then once Kyle said it wasn't him, and I just believed him.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Sean.
Yeah.
Because we haven't seen her. She was missing, and she was quiet, too.
Well, and we've been suspicious about her this whole time.
Season, yes.
And, I mean, we kind of get into that. I mean, let's get into Sean for a second. So she betrays her best friend, and now she's totally flirting and opening it up with Terrence, and Terrence is opening it up with her.
Yes. So.
But here's the thing. Terrence just admitted that he wanted to kill someone. Like, what's going to happen with Terrence?
What's going to happen? But what's going to happen when Sean hears it? I'm sure she's going to hear it one way or another because I feel like she's still going to try to keep her friendship, whatever friendship there may be with Megan, because you tell me you betrayed me, but then you tell me I love you in the same sentence. Like, I'm not feeling the love right now because of the betrayal hurts so much. But I feel like when she hears what the recording that Deanne and Megan have, I don't think that's going to sway her. I think she's so wrapped up in IHM.
You do.
I do, yeah. I don't think she's going to budge.
Well, I think that could add an interesting point to the storyline because obviously Deanne was that person.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, Deanne was the Sean. And so I think that maybe you're right. Maybe Sean's kind of, you know, got this green eyes at the moment and she's like, ooh, you know, I have a lot of power. I have a lot of control. And she likes that. And it's kind of something she's always wanted. And it seems as if she was a little jealous in the beginning of Megan kind of rising to fame so quickly. And so I think she's been kind of looking for that herself. And now that she has it, I think you're exactly right. I think maybe she might, you know, fall into this trap of not really knowing where she's going because she sees only the good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But only, like, it's going to go quickly, very, very fast downhill to where she's going to find out some of this dirty stuff that's gone on.
I think in season 3, when it comes, that it's going to be that. And she's going to see, she's going to be the one, or somebody's going to be the one to tell Terrence that it was actually Sean who took Aaron and Julie. And then that's going to make their bond even closer. But she's not realizing how she just put her hand in the pot to be just like the evilness that no one sees or that she doesn't see in Terrence. He's going to bring it out of her more. Because look how it happened between him and Deanne when they were married. Just, you know, they were trying to both keep their pieces, him, Kyle, her, Megan, in order and in line. And it worked for the benefit of their relationship till it didn't.
Yeah.
Which, let's dive into that for a second. So, obviously, we've been wondering this. And we've talked about this. There was a moment where we knew Deanne had configuratively figured out how she was going to make Megan his wife.
Yeah.
Like, I think I had even specifically said she chose Megan. Like, there's mm-hmm. a reason that Megan was chosen because Deanne was so quick to say, I want her.
Yeah.
Right.
And so comes out this episode. Yeah. So we find out why Deanne chose her for this almighty arrangement that was made.
Yeah.
So, I was just going to say, what were you guys thinking when this whole thing was revealed?
I was kind of shocked that Megan, like, she took it in, she absorbed it, but she wasn't angry at all. And just her finding out all these truths and or half-truths, I expected her to be a little upset with Deanne, especially because it took a minute for me to, until she actually said she was recording Terrence, I thought she was on side and I thought she was setting Megan up. So I was like, darn. So she's about to be betrayed again uh-huh. by somebody else in the circle.
You know, when Deanne was like going through it, I honestly thought maybe she had kind of told Megan and Megan was going to like grab Terrence and they were going to kill Terrence.
Yeah.
I honestly thought that. I was like, okay, I know that Deanne's not going to go through with this. I know that. So how are they going to turn this around? And when I heard that knock and I was like, oh God, this is it. Deanne and Megan are now going to kill Terrence. Like, what's going
to
happen?
Actually, I was waiting for Kyle to come because I thought this was going to be her yes. last ploy to show Kyle how oh. ugly Terrence is. This man just tried to kill me, literally. We have him on tape. So I thought when the door opened, it was going to be Kyle. But, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine if Terrence ended up killing Kyle?
Oh,
yeah. Oh my God, this whole show would be crazy.
Yeah, and we won a season 3, so yeah.
But my thing is, when he handed over the arrangement to basically end the contract, I was actually surprised that... Were you surprised that Megan wasn't like, okay, like, I'll sign it? Because, she still wants to take down Terrence, but at that point in time, I'm surprised that she didn't want to at least get out of the contract just to begin with.
Like I feel like that was a bad judgment call on her part because the whole reason that she kind of wanted to run away was to get away from that lifestyle. And
well, it would just take a little bit of weight off her chest saying like, okay, no matter what happens, at least I'm not in this freaking contract anymore. So whether or not like I can get right. out, I can still take down Terrence, I can still be or not be with Kyle, but it's my decision.
Yeah.
I felt like I think the ploy of it too is that that's kind of what's keeping her and Kyle together. Because I do think they love each other. And I do think they want to be the best for each other. But yeah. people and things just keep getting in the way. And yeah. the mountain's so high right now. But I think the ploy of that too was, especially when he said, what did she say? Something to the fact where she was like, so you're just giving up on me or you're just going to write me away? And he was like, no, but you know, he didn't want anything to be between them. He wanted to start fresh.
Yeah.
So I feel like that was her tug of war, that this contract still is keeping me here with yeah. the man that I do love, but she just didn't know how to love him without Terrence in the picture.
And also, you know, at the very end, when Kyle freaks out about hearing about Xavier, I get it. She slept with Xavier, or we assume she slept with Xavier the night before their wedding or the, you know, 2 nights before. But after everything that Kyle has put Megan through and after thinking that he had just turned in and these two people possibly could be murdered now, I mean, I'm surprised that he reacted the way he uh-huh. did. Like, I thought he would have at least been like, okay, I'm going to talk to her like this is not okay. I'm upset. But he was like, I control you now.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think that this was a very weird dynamic here because, you know, it's a very tug of war, this episode, yeah. you know, of who has the power.
Right.
And Kyle was very much, like you just said, quick to judge the situation, as was Megan. And I think it's really unfair because each of them never want to see each other's point of view. And maybe, one of my major things was thinking, just like you were saying, Jess, you freaking have slept with a detective.
Yeah.
While you were in this contract marriage.
Exactly.
So it just goes to show, though, the whole reason behind this, like, contract of marriage was, like, to protect his brand, whatever. But it's also his insecurities. Because he doesn't feel anybody will love him for who he is.
Right.
And so, you know, that's kind of when he extended that olive branch to, you know, to cut away the arrangement. It was kind of a very strange thing that Meghan wouldn't have accepted that and run with it, because that is him extending that olive branch of saying, listen, I'm trying to change for you. I don't want to be controlled by Terrence as much as you don't want me to be. Let's do this. So I think that was the stubbornness in Meghan saying, oh my gosh, I'm so angry right now. I'm not even going to listen to what he's saying to me because he's loving me so much. He wants to get rid of this contract and still be married to me.
I know. I was like, okay. That's exactly what's going through my head. I was like, take it. Take the paper. Sign it. Sign it.
I had twofold, so it might be a little long-winded. So when he first said he called somebody, he was like, I need to talk, I thought it was the detective he was going to talk to. And I was like, why is he bringing her back in here? She doesn't have no purpose, no point. Just leave her be. But when he got angry at the end, I kind of thought it was twofold. To me, at first, I seen that it was, like, symbolic with the saying is that those who live in glass house shouldn't throw the first stone or shouldn't throw stones. I don't remember the quote exactly. But you shouldn't throw stones because, again, he was made to, or whatever. He willingly slept with the detective while they were together. And so now she did it out of anger as well. And he didn't give her a chance to explain either.
Exactly.
And I'm sure he would have understood where she was coming from. Mm-hmm. But then on the other hand, because I feel like just the testosterone in him, there's no going back from that.
Right.
You slept with this, potentially slept with him. There's pictures with you going to his house. There's pictures with you leaving or being with him in the morning because DM knows. And I've been sitting here waiting for you for how long after you left me, so I can understand where his anger came from.
Yeah. Also, you just made me have an epiphany of my brain. She knows she cheated on him. Mm-hmm. Okay, he offers her a plea deal basically by saying, "Sign this paper, and basically all your sins wash away."
Yeah,
she should have just taken it because she knew
she cheated on him.
Right. And like, that's kind of what made me think maybe they didn't do anything. But then obviously when he asked her, did you sleep with him? And she was like,
she was like,
yeah.
So what?
Yeah. Which also too, honey, like I've said before, there's paparazzi following you everywhere. Terrence is following you everywhere. Why do you think that was okay?
I know.
To do.
Sometimes some of the things Meghan does, I'm like, why? Like, why? She so openly just knocked on his door, walked in, and made out with him.
While the door was open. Shut the door first.
At least, right? But like Terrence has told her, he's called her reckless a number of times because it's just the emotion. She's not logically thinking. It's just the rage and anger inside of her that just makes her do idiotic things.
And speaking of idiotic things that she did or does, when Meghan went to go visit Kyle, or not Kyle, Terrence, after he basically just admitted that he was a killer. I'm not surprised that she did that, but I have a feeling when he poured that drink and handed it to Meghan and she looked down, I have a feeling he probably wanted to drug her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm with you on that one, too.
I think she was looking for, like bubbles or something.
And
or
she was like, she just put it down and I was like, please don't take a drink of it. Like, that's what she would do, you know? And I was like, don't take a drink of it. And when she just slipped away, I was like, thank you. And by the way, her outfit was fierce.
Oh, it was.
So good.
That white outfit. I was like, where did you get that? Because I want it.
We need to be tagged on her Instagram to let us know.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that for a second, though, because we kind of brushed over the whole hotel scene. And that was a huge moment because we find Deanne is in this, you know, ploy to kill Meghan, which is huge. Like, the story that Terrence had cultivated was a mind-blowing. I was, like, about to cry and, going to turn off the TV. I'm like, this scares me. Like, and I was, like, so sad. I'm thinking he's actually doing this.
I hate needles so much. I honestly was like, no.
She did it in the toe. I'm like, oh, no. Yeah. So, anyways, like, that whole thing's going down. And, like, it just, I think what scared me the most out of this is that how easy it was going to be for him. Mm-hmm. Had this plan gone through, which it could have easily gone through had Deanne not been on the right side of the tracks.
Yeah.
This would have just been an easy, swift plan, and he had every means.
Intention to do it.
And it was going to go smoothly.
Yeah.
And I just find it very exciting that we now know Deanne and Meghan and
Leslie.
And Leslie are all working together.
Yeah. See, I should have watched when we had last season Lex on here, because I swear it just keeps playing in my mind that she said, I thought they were going to come together and maybe a girls takeover.
Yeah.
And now we're here.
Right.
Yeah. But I think Terrence was okay with it because he's done it before.
Which is so, shows how crazy he is.
Who with
exactly.
Who?
He mentioned a couple names. What was Colton?
Oh, yeah, Colton.
Yeah.
But I do have to say, so the minute Taryn started talking about this plan and how he was talking about it so nonchalant, as if it was like making breakfast in the morning. Right. Like, okay, so we're going to do, we put the yogurt, then the granola, then the fruit. I'm like, okay. I was like, maybe he did kill Aaron and Julie because the way he was like saying it so nonchalant, I was like, oh my God, maybe he showed up and just put that thing in their arm and whatever, you know? So
I don't know if the word is excited. It's probably not a good word. But I'm just, now all the strings that are, again, have new strings that are into the show. And then the pulls of power. Mm-hmm. Sean's going to come in and she has a big one now, too. And so I can't wait to see how all the new alignments come together.
The girl power.
Right.
That it definitely. Is seriously all in women's hands right now.
Right. Well, really quick, too, I want to talk about how Deanne, now that she, like, that whole situation of her telling Terrence, how did she know that Terrence wouldn't have killed her?
That's what I was thinking. But, yeah, I was thinking that same thing.
Because all he could have done is shot her with, because it was, like, what is it, the
syringe?
Yeah, but it wasn't the drugged one. It was the one that, like, where they knocked her out in 10
seconds. Yeah.
So the one that knocks her out, like, he could have easily knocked her out and then deleted the thing. I was just so confused as to why he didn't. And, like, how she was able to tell him. I wouldn't tell him. I would have been like, your plan's going, not going well. And I'm like, run out the door.
She sent it to Megan. Yes. So Megan had it. So no matter what, someone else had the recording.
Right. I still expected more of an argument, a tuffle or something, though, because now you just find that your world's crashing and now your wife is at the hand of this betrayal. So I kind of still expected more of a tuffle, but it's just because she already said she sent it to Megan.
That makes sense. I think, Jess, you said this earlier. Now what happens? Like, people are going to find out and he's just going on with his merry life.
Well, Megan should send that immediately to Kyle.
Right.
Because if Kyle actually does love Megan, how can Kyle also kind of support a man who wants to kill the person he loves?
Yeah.
That's true.
So I'm just waiting for that recording to get out because, I mean, he would go to jail, right? Like, if...
Oh, yeah. There's no way around it unless he just has the money in order to stop it from happening.
I mean, he stops everything.
That police officer who helped that basketball player and Kyle at the same time in his back pocket, so... Yeah.
And I guess there wasn't...
And you know what else that... Whatever happened with the guy that was going to kill Terrence?
Robbed him by his car in the garage.
I was, like, surprised that that didn't come full circle
True.
It was kind of, like, just to kind of throw Terrence
back. And because
back.
We didn't get more of insight into his life or to his previous life before then from that
really
either.
It really didn't bring anything out.
The only thing it did was show his vulnerability when he had those conversations with Megan. And then he brought that up this episode when he was
we're the same.
Yeah. And she was like, no, we're not.
True.
So, but that was the only thing. It didn't add any other fun. Because, like, they could have said Terrence was through a bad, like, they want a child, you know?
Right. Yeah. But, like, knowing Terrence, he has to get to the bottom of everything. I feel like I was expecting him to investigate on who this guy was who just held a gun. Like, why are you trying to kill me?
Yeah, that made no sense.
That didn't.
I feel like Terrence would have turned it around and tried to kill that guy, you know? Right. But he just, like, that straw just dropped.
Right, which also dropped just, like, the new arrangement that Kyle is dropping on Megan.
Oh, my gosh.
Megan, why did you not sign that?
I don't know. And I just, I know we talked about this a little bit earlier, but it still blows my mind that he's just so easy to jump on her. And she's easy to jump on him when, like, they both, if they would just come together and join forces, maybe they would be on the same page.
I think they would, and I'm hoping they will, but, like, again, they've dismounted. And even before they came together, it's just these walls they built to protect themselves. So, like, that's a lot of tearing down on top of everything you already put on extra for yourselves. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it will. I can't wait. Again, I'm hopeful for season 3 and to see where they're going to go because this is going to be their power struggle. And I got excited for Megan. Like, you think you control me? Bring it.
Right.
Do you not see what I just did to Terrence? Bring it. So then I'm like, oh, but then you seen them blue green eyes and then it's like, I'm coming for you. Yeah. So,
but
we'll
see. Love that Megan didn't end on a weak note. She ended the season on, oh, you try to control me. Like, I'm going to watch. Like, you better watch out, Kyle, because no, I'm not stepping down.
Right.
And I will not let you control me.
And, like, but it was kind of crazy, too, that the first thing Kyle did to get her back was to open up with his story. And he's so mad and he's resenting Megan now for opening up about a story when it's like, you did that. That wasn't, you were like, Megan isn't the reason you did that.
Yeah.
First of all, Megan isn't the reason you're telling the truth. You decided to do that. That was your decision. Why are you blaming Megan for ruining your life when you had the ability to just go up to her, maybe bring her some roses, tell her that I didn't do it, rather than go spill your story that's been hidden for 20 years.
And also, if anything, Megan's saving him from himself. Like, you can't, just like he said, you can't live a lie. You can't accept yourself when you are fake. So if anything, Megan has changed his life and has encouraged him to open up. And so that's why I'm like, Megan has been through so much with Kyle and Terrence that, yes, she made a wrong decision. But how many wrong decisions have you made, Kyle?
Right.
You've slept with someone else. So, yeah, you're reacting out of anger right now because he clearly has anger management problems. But, like, no, you need to accept the fact and realize, like, okay, this is the woman I love. We're now on the same playing grounds. Let's just start over almost.
Right.
Well, see, I'm kind of going to take the different angle. I think he did call the lady and tell his story because he thinks he did it for Megan. He thinks that that's what Megan was trying to come in. Yeah, I think he did it for her because that's the big picture, the big story that was supposed to bring down Terrence and IHM until she found out it was Kyle that was the secret was about. So I feel like when he left and they had just had that look between each other, I feel like it was like unspoken. I'm going to go do this for you to make us better because he was still trying to come for her. And then that's the only story that people don't know that she had to find out without him telling. So I feel like he went on national TV and told it as a peace offering between the two of them until he finds out about her and Xavier.
Which I think he should have given her a little bit more slack.
For
Because of all of the like Mondo bombs that were dropped on her in the past like 48 hours, basically.
And even back, so like she confided in him, and then you go tell Terrence, and then like she said, next thing I know, I have a bag over my head and I'm in a facility being drugged and harbored and everything.
Trust him either.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he drugged her, he basically got her kidnapped, took her through, you know, not
the facility.
we don't know what.
Yeah, we don't know what happened
release,
there. Whatever, whatever that was.
But she brought it up a lot, and she was like, "Oh, right before you, I had a bag over my head."
Right.
Which is it's crazy because obviously I'd be scared too, and now she's never going to be safe ever.
No, not at all. And I just.
We'll at least see. She has Deanne and Leslie behind her back.
Which also raises the question, does that mean Deanne's officially out of IHM?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. But Sean's the new Deanne.
Oh, that's true. Well, yeah, I guess he did say that announcement.
He even said, he was like, Anne, you have a new partner.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, but does music that mean to my ears.
Deanne and Terrence are going to get a divorce? Like, they're married,
that's
right?
That's a good question.
So are Terrence and Sean going to be wedding?
I mean, he said he's been over
Deanne. I bet you they have a contract, and she's just going to sign the piece of paper that Megan didn't sign and hopefully end their contract.
Oh,
and I
maybe.
Think the three women are going to have more shine because they're going to be the ones who are going to bring Megan up to the forefront.
They're making a movie based on,
I don't know.
I forgot.
She was like, oh, and the girl playing June.
Yeah.
And I thought that was Megan.
No, I think June's the producer, right?
Oh, I thought June was the...
A character that Deanne had a setup for like a biopic or something. Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh gosh, I feel bad. I missed that part.
Anyways, and then they brought in the director or whatever, and then that's when Leslie came up.
Yeah. I don't know, guys. Man.
I don't know, but that's a fierce threesome right there.
It really is. And I can't wait to see
more. I mean, we saw them direct that. That was just the beginning.
Yeah.
So what are they going to bring for us? And we did all have predictions that the women were going to be the ones to bring IHM down.
Yeah. Yes.
So now that Deanne is officially on our side, which I was a little nervous this episode, but now that we officially know, like, things are looking up for Megan.
And it's about time Deanne leaves Terrence.
Yeah.
I mean, she was put through so much with him.
But also, like,
and he was never nice to her.
No. Like, is she just going to leave Wes behind, though? behind?
Oh,
I know. What's
Wes needs to be where he's at. In rehab, in therapy, and hopefully whatever. If he's dealing with his mother's death and whatever happened before then, why he was in rehab when his
but
mother
now,
was alive.
No, but rehab, or a.k.a. IHM?
Oh.
No, he's IHM.
Oh, that's where his rehab is.
That's
the
rehab.
Lord. Okay, I missed that part.
Yeah, that's why I was like, Wait. Deanne just sent her to send him to IHM for rehab? Like, oh. What? Because this is going to mess his mind up.
No, I don't think she's going to leave him. She's too attached.
Well, he seems really already into IHM at the end of this episode because he's like,
Taryn sounds like a robot when he's talking to them. Like,
he scares me.
And tomorrow is a brand new day. I'm like, shut up.
Do you guys ever watch Never Been Kissed?
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's the main character. The teacher, the professor.
Oh, he really
is. Oh, my gosh.
And so I just find it, once I've, like, kind of put those two pieces together, I was like, oh, my gosh.
But
like,
you like now him and never been kissed. But, yeah.
Because he was such, like, a loving character. Yeah. So I have to sometimes chime in that this is just a character, Allie. He's not this terrible. Yeah. But, yeah, man. I don't know, guys. Any last thoughts before we wrap up this season? I think we kind of covered it all.
Thanks to the writers for ending it on a bang.
Yeah, on a bang.
We needed this.
Bang.
Just like our song was.
I think, again, a miserable waiting for hopefully season 3. Yeah. So we can see what new storylines and drama comes in there. But I'm just glad I don't really... I have a tug of war between like cliffhangers and all that drama because I want more.
Right.
So it was finally like when it was going off, I was like, no, like 10 more minutes. Right. No, like 10 more minutes.
No, honestly, when we were watching the episode, I was like, I don't want it to end. Like, please tell me it's a 2-hour episode.
Yeah.
I have more questions.
Exactly.
It's so true. And it's because there's been this big lead up.
Exactly.
We've been waiting for this moment. Now that we got it, we're like, wait, it can't be over. It's not fair.
Yeah.
It's not fair at all.
Season 3.
Yeah. Well, ladies, let's get into some predictions. Should there be a season 3?
Okay.
Cool. And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
Predictions.
Jess, starting with you.
Oh, gosh. So I do think that Kyle and Megan are going to make up. I think that I'm a hopeless romantic. I'm rooting for Kygan.
You're not alone. Yes, Kygan.
So I want Kyle to realize that he put Megan through a lot and that, you know, she just reacted and used this kind of as an escape. Obviously doesn't really have feelings for Xavier, really does love Kyle. And so I think that they will make up. And I do hope that somehow Megan signs that contract and they end the agreement. And that now they are just working together on their own terms around their own love. And the girl power with Kyle's, you know, joining them, they take down Terrence and the IHM, and especially Sean. Now, like, Sean's like my new Terrence. I'm like, I just want to bring you down, girl.
I'm with you on that one. Just to piggyback off of you, I do think it'll be just a tug of war. We have to see some more drama between them and their control levels. And I think Deanna will eventually be the peacemaker once her and Terrence divorce or separated, or the lines are specifically drawn. Is going to force Kyle to pick a side. Because I think when we first start off season 3, Kyle's going to go back to Terrence. He's going to go back to IHM. He's going to somehow repair his reputation until he, again, has to choose between who and who.
Yeah.
Which I think at that point he'll hear the recording and that'll be the reset button for him and Megan. I think Sean doesn't really know what she's putting herself in. I don't think because she's so naive and green-eyed to Terrence and the good that she thinks he does, or maybe he does, and to the people that are there at IHM and in her own experience, that she has a mask over herself right now.
Yeah.
She don't know that her moving Julie and Aaron just made her the next person that's right underneath Terrence. It used to be Dan, now it's you.
Yeah.
And then I had one more thought, but I forgot.
Another thing I just thought of is I do think that Deanne is going to get Wes out of IHM, and I think that she's somehow just going to help boost his confidence, maybe get him in some acting classes, and whatever this movie they are talking about directing and starring June, I think that Wes might have like a small role in it, and that will kind of break him into this whole acting world.
Thank you. You helped me with that. So I think Megan's now going to need a new friend. Like, who was the girlfriend? I don't really foresee Hope coming back, but maybe it's the friend from New York, because now she knows a little bit about what Megan's been going through and the IHM and not the so good side that takes place.
Sorry, keep going.
Go ahead. That was
I was also going to say that I do think Julie and Aaron are going to get back into the picture.
Yeah.
And Kyle and Aaron are going to reconnect. And maybe Julie will be kind of the new friend, too.
Okay.
But that's what made me think.
Yeah.
I do think that they're going to come back.
Yeah. Those are great predictions.
Especially now that Kyle just announced what he did to Kyle or to Aaron.
Yeah. So it might even be good press for them to, like, be hanging out together to know that it's all water under the bridge now.
Right.
So...
Yeah.
Your turn. Okay, so I'm thinking, I'm going out on a crazy whim here. Great. I'm going to say that we start off next season with Terrence and Sean getting married.
Oh, my God.
And his whole plan is, like, maybe just, like, a quick, you know, chapel wedding, you know, where his whole plan is to get her pregnant to have a baby because he's been wanting to do that with Deanne, and Deanne's been kind of, like, trying to figure that out.
To really push Deanne's buttons.
Yeah, and, like, to kind of, he wants somebody that can bring this place up, and if he knows Sean's loyalty, you know, then that could happen.
Yeah.
I think that Kyle, because we've seen him go on these, you know, off the rocker kind of tangents, and then he calms down. He's like, "I love you." So I'm thinking maybe this is a little temper tantrum he's having.
Yeah.
But then he's gonna calm down, and then he will be joining, like you said, Jess. He'll be joining the ladies and the fierce brigade to take Terrence and the Institute down.
Yes.
Which was so much fun, and this has been such a fun season.
It has.
And I hope that they can learn and grow in all areas of their life, because if they do, and if you guys want to, we've got the perfect podcast for you.
Bingo.
Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and so much more. Mm-hmm. Let our Maria be the big sister that you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos, and it's free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know that it was us, the arrangement ladies, that brought you there.
Yes.
Again, Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out on iTunes. It is amazing.
It is such a good podcast. One of my faves,
so
for
great.
Sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And when you're there, you can check us out as well. If you're on YouTube, go to the podcast. But... ladies, it has been such a wonderful season.
So much fun.
It's been so much fun. We are so appreciative of all of you guys that have listened and commented and told us your thoughts.
Thank you.
So appreciative. Obviously, we love our missing host tonight, Tessa Saval.
Yes.
She's been amazing leading our panel this entire season. And hopefully, crossing your fingers, we'll get a season 3.
Yes.
Jessica Carroll, where can they find you on social media?
You guys can find me at JessCarrollTV on all social media platforms.
And I'm Tequila. You can follow me at Tequila_IAM.
And hey guys, Allie Nasta here. Find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at Allie Girl. See you later.
Bye guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.